Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, the Lord, your God, in the midst of you, hallelujah, is mighty. Amen. Welcome. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. We're so excited this month. We're in the midst. Hallelujah, of Wise Mother's Month. Praise God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. You are the Holy One. You are the Mighty One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence here. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We always say to you that we dedicate this broadcast and even our very lives to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we say, Lord, move by your spirit tonight. Have your way. Do as only you can do, Lord God. There are people who have needs. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will meet each and every one of us at the very point of our need. And then, as you do, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And so we thank you in advance for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you that everyone who's listening to this broadcast now, who will come on the line later, who will listen to the archives, will be touched in an awesome way, Lord God, and met at the point of their need and exceed their need. Thank you for it, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So welcome to Get 'Em Radio's Wise Mothers Month. The last time we did the Wise Mothers Month was back in 2019. And, you know, as we so often say, before the pandemic. So we know that our wise mothers have a lot of things to say since you know, we've all gone through the pandemic, you know, and things even before that. Hallelujah. Because God's been so good to us. And, you know, I think we all know the scripture, Exodus 20 and verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And it's so important to honor father and our mother. The word of God doesn't say honor them if they've been good. Honor them if they've been doing what you think they should have been doing. You know, we've learned that over the years. The Lord says just honor them. And no matter what our parents, what we think our parents have done, because of the word of God, they are still worthy of honor. Hallelujah. And I'm thinking of my own life and how the Lord was like, okay, you need to honor them. And it is such, you know, I'm kind of preaching a little bit, but that's okay. Hallelujah. And just to even learn that as we honor our father and our mother, that we are sowing seeds of honor that will come upon us as parents as well. The Lord showed me that so very clearly, that you've sown seeds of honor and you reap honor. And, you know, conversely, if we sow seeds of dishonor, you know, that's a reaping as well. Whatever we sow, we shall reap. So God has given us an opportunity to honor our father and our mother. Amen. And so that's what we've been doing. We started the beginning of this month on Thursday night with Pastor Mom. And we just enjoyed having her on. If you get an opportunity, please go back and listen to it. You will be blessed. Last week we had Dr. Leslie Barker with us, and she shared with us as well. Tonight, hallelujah, tonight we have my sister in the Lord. We have my God sister, Sister Debbie Gaker, is with us tonight. Now, she is a wise woman. She is a wise mother. And, I mean, when people have wisdom, they don't have to flaunt their wisdom. They don't have to say, hey, I'm wise, listen to me. But because of what they do and how their character and nature is, you see that they are wise. Hallelujah. So God has given her such a wonderful wisdom. And so we honor that tonight. Sister Debbie has 7 children. Glory to God. Get her, you never think, wow, 7 children? Yes, she has 7. And not only just 7 children, 7 grown children. Praise God. Hallelujah. So she's going to have a chance to talk about them as well tonight. And, you know, and I say she's my sister in the Lord and my God sister because I'm going to go back in time a little bit. Her husband, before she met him, when he was a little boy or a boy, my mother and his aunt, who was who took care of him, they were very good friends. And so Pastor Mom has been knowing David since he was a boy. And so when she got ready to pass away, she asked Pastor Mom to take care of David and his siblings. And so she's been around them, mostly David. But, you know, she knows all of them since they were children. Now they're all grown with their own children and many of them with grandchildren. And so that's how we got to be, quote, unquote, family together so many years ago. And so when David met Debbie, then she just came right into the family. So it's like Debbie's always been with us. Hallelujah. And it's like we've always been with them. And so it's such a blessing to have her on tonight, this beautiful woman of wisdom. And so I want to introduce to some and present to all my sister in the Lord, my God sister, my sister, Debbie Gaither. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Good to have you back. It's been 3 years.
It's good to be back.
Amen. Amen. A lot has happened in those 3 years. You know, the Bible says, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. You've been through some things. In the past 3 years.
Yes.
And we're so happy to have you back with us. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Now, well, let's start with what is your favorite scripture?
Psalms 91, because it talks about protection and how the Lord will take care of you. That's one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Amen. And I know that that's where you are, in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. That's beautiful. So I know some of your other scriptures.
Yes.
I was looking for a whole bunch of them, but Psalm 91, that's good. Amen. And so tell us about your salvation experience.
When I first got baptized when I was 15, and I just wanted to draw nearer to the Lord and, you know, do what he would have me to do, even though I didn't know a lot then, but I did know because I was raised, my mother raised us. She was a wise woman of the Lord also.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So when you got saved, you got saved at a church or?
I was with the Jehovah's Witness, and then I left them, and I got baptized again in a non-denominational church years later.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's something to go through as well, to be raised Jehovah's Witness and then to become a Christian.
Yes,
that was different. Amen.
Yes, it was.
Amen. Well, we thank God for all that he's doing in you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Now, tell us about, we're just going to kind of go through a little bit here. I know you really like music.
Yes.
Tell us what's your favorite song, and then what song helps you, you know, certain songs help you do certain things. You know, some of them help perk you up, give you courage.
Yes.
And certain songs help you get into the presence of God. So tell us something about your favorite songs, too.
My favorite song, the first one is Jesus Can Work It Out. Like if you have a bad day or, you know, I always refer back to that one.
Amen.
He will work it out. And another one is He's an On-Time God.
All right.
Yes.
These are very encouraging songs.
That's what helps me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's so encouraging. Jesus can work it out, and He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to your children. Tell us about your children.
Okay. My husband and I, we have 7 children. We have 1 son and 6 daughters that we're very proud of, and thank the Lord for blessing us with them. And even though my son has autism, he still understands, you know, we didn't treat him no different. They all, you know, you have to discipline all children, and we all, you know, try to teach them the right way and to stay on the straight and narrow.
Amen.
And they're teaching that to their children.
Say it again.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
What were you just saying? And I'll come back and say what I was saying later. But say what you were saying.
Oh, I was just saying we talked to our children. We was teaching them to stay on the straight and narrow, and they're teaching that to their children, our grandchildren.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now tell us the age range of your children.
40, 38, 37, 32, 31, 28, and 24.
All right. Praise the Lord. Grown.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. From 40 down to 24. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's a blessing. And so, yeah, so the oldest is David, and he's 40.
Yes.
Amen. And the youngest is Monica. And she's just graduated from college last week, or week before last, something like that.
Yes.
Amen.
She sure did.
Amen.
And before that, a month before that, she gave birth to a baby boy named Aiden, and then graduated a month later.
Wow. Hallelujah. And that was really something, because we knew that she had Aiden. And then it was like, wait a minute, is she going to graduate in May? And she definitely did. Graduated. Praise the Lord. And the last time you were with us, 3 years ago, you were graduating as well.
Yes.
Glory to God. Look at all these graduates. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we know Aiden is a walking miracle. Hallelujah. He went through some challenges with his heart. And
yes.
And God healed him. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, what else would you like to say about your children, your one son and six daughters?
I would like to say I thank the Lord for them, and I'm proud of them, and I love all of them, and they're raising their children up to be virtuous women of God and mighty men of God. It's not, we didn't say it would be easy, but I always tell them, you can get tired, but don't give up. And that's,
amen,
that's what I love about them. I encourage them. We talk every day. Encourage them to pray and, you know, be a blessing to somebody else. And so that's what they're doing, is bringing their children up in the Lord, because that's so important.
Amen. That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Now that's wisdom. Hallelujah. And you know, one way that you know that you know this is a wise woman of God is by the fruit. Hallelujah. You can tell what's in the tree by the fruit. And God has had you to have you and David to have some wonderful fruit that have come through you all. Hallelujah. And we thank God for
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So let's go back in time a little bit. And what were some of the challenges that you had when you were raising your children?
Well, we always would talk to them and teach them, because everybody is not going to, you know, be the same, and certain things you'll see other children doing that that they were not to do, and certain, you know, places they couldn't go, or certain somebody's house, unless we had to investigate and find out who the children were and who their parents were. And that's only being a parent. We had to find out what was going on and what the parent was about, and that's normal with any parent. And we talked to them and told them, we're not your friends, we're your parents, and always remember that.
Mhm. Yeah. So and that's a big difference, you know, that, you know, I love you, love you, love you, but I'm not your buddy and your pal and your friend. I'm your parent. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's good. Amen. And apparently that helped and that worked. Amen.
Yes.
Because you can see the fruit of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now, I know that you are a good cook. Amen. And about, you know, some of the meals, Pastor Mom was telling us about, you know, some of the meals that she cooked. And there were some meals that she cooked, you know, when money was low. But we never knew that. You know, she just, one of the meals that she cooked when money was low was string beans and potatoes. And if we had enough money, which, of course, the kids didn't know anything about that, but, you know, she put some meat in there with it or something. But we would have string beans,
mm-hmm.
potatoes, and bread. I mean, that was like a good meal for us. So what kind of meals did you cook when money was low?
Well, the meals that I cooked that they pretty much liked was pinto beans and cornbread with smoked turkey wings. That was when money was low. Pinto beans and yes, I'm gonna say this, ramen noodles and hot dogs too.
Okay.
Yes.
Good old ramen noodles.
Yes.
You know, you can do a whole lot of stuff with ramen noodles.
Yes.
I did not know. One of my favorite ramen noodle recipes is pan-seared tilapia with ramen noodles. I think Bro told me about that. That wasn't something that we had growing up. Well, I didn't know anything about ramen noodles growing up because, you know, we grew up, our family, in, you know, about the 60s and the 70s. So we didn't know about ramen noodles. But, you know, I know about ramen noodles and hot dogs now. That's a nice, quick, inexpensive meal. Hallelujah. Yeah. And especially when you and your husband were in school. And so, you know, to cook a meal like that was easy. You know, and something you could eat off for dinner, especially the pinto beans.
Yes.
And we were laughing with Pastor Mom because she would make beans, you know, like pinto beans or something like that. And whenever she made the pinto beans, she always made a peach cobbler with it. And so that was our treat. But we had to eat the beans first. And, you know, she would say, put some ketchup on them or something, but you eat those beans before you can get to the peach cobbler. So, you know, that's what we would do growing up. So now share a couple of your favorite easy recipes.
Well, one of my favorite easy ones is chicken and dumplings.
Okay.
And I know Pastor Mom cooked those too. Because that's what my mother cooked.
Yeah.
I made them from scratch, not, you know, in the can or, you know, with biscuits. I made them from scratch. And spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes.
Okay. So now tell us a little bit, you know, about the easy recipe. When you're doing chicken and dumplings from scratch, what do you do?
Well, I make up the dough, like, you know, with eggs and with milk and pretty much like Pastor Mom would, you know, make it up from scratch, like, with, and just roll it out. And the kids would help me. I showed them how to do it and how to cut them and put them in the pot. And they enjoy it, I think.
Amen. So you would take flour and eggs and a little milk and make the dough dumplings, roll it out and cut it.
Yes.
And I remember what Pastor Mom taught us was you take the chicken and you put some seasoning in it, some maybe some onions and seasoning, and then you boil it.
And you boil it first.
Mhm. Yeah.
Mhm.
And then when it's boiling, it needs to be boiling. You know, done the chicken done and boiling. And then that's when you drop them in one at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had that in a long, long time. So, okay, so we know how to kind of make spaghetti. You got to boil it and everything. What do you do special with your meatballs?
Well, I use, like, I mix them with, like, put egg in it and bread crumbs and just a little seasoning, not to season it too much. And I took the meatball and then add the sauce and spaghetti. Or sometimes I just put the meatballs and meatball sauce, and then they can pour it over their spaghetti.
Okay. So do you, now I've seen some people make meatballs about as big as your fist. Do you make the small ones, or do you make
medium size, not real big and not real small?
Okay. Okay. And so your children liked all of that?
Yes.
So beans too?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And I want to say we might have had beans like at least once a week. And, you know, and it got to be something we expected and liked, especially since we got peach cobbler with it. Amen. Now, did you have your children do some chores around the house?
Yes. Sure did.
Okay. What kind of things were they assigned to do?
They were assigned to clean their room and, you know, clean up the kitchen. You know, they had took turns. This might be your day to clean up the bathroom or clean up the kitchen or, you know, clean up the living room and also take out the trash, too. Yeah,
that's
everybody had an assignment.
That's good. That was a blessing. Everybody needs an assignment. Amen. So now, what would you say to mothers who are raising children? Just kind of give them some words of wisdom, you know, as the Lord leads you, and then pray for women who are raising children now.
I would say, you know, try to keep the faith or seek somebody who was, you know, like a minister, somebody, a laborer of God. Also say, you know, encourage them to go back to Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 13, how it says to bring up a child, the child needs discipline. You cannot be their friend. You have to be their parent and let them know that. Because I remember one time when we were at church, at this church, and the pastor, I still remember his name, Reverend Dr. Ezekiel Habersham, said he told his son, listen, I am your father, not your playmate. Always remember that and don't ever forget it. I would say, you know, separate that. You cannot be your children's friend and let them know, and they will, they won't forget to, you know, talk as they talk to their friends or other children, and they'll know. So when they become parents, you know, that's not, they'll know the right way to go. You can't be their friend because it doesn't go over well. It won't go over well like that.
A parent has a certain, quote-unquote, role to play. You know, a parent has a certain position, has a certain authority, and, you know, especially sometimes, especially with single mothers, their children are their confidant, and you know, that's a thin line to walk when the child becomes the parent's confidant, because it kind of takes them out of a child's place and into you know, and into another place. So yeah, it's a thin line to walk. Yeah, amen. Amen. So pray as the Lord leads you. Pray for mothers.
Yes, Dear God, Heavenly God, as we come to you, we thank you for the mothers and the children. Lord, give them the wisdom and strength to bring up their children as you would want them. Lord, I pray that they let you order their footsteps and keep their children on the straight and narrow, Lord, and not let them be succumbed to temptation. I just pray for that, give them strength and wisdom to carry on. It may not be easy, Lord, but we know you are in the midst, and I just thank you, Lord, for sticking with us all these years. All these things I pray and ask in the mighty name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is in the midst.
Amen. Amen.
And
thank you, Lord.
Apostle, one more thing I have to add. I didn't tell you, but it was on this day, May 19th, 2000, that my mother went to be with the Lord. So I thank you
wow.
for having me on today.
Wow.
And I've just been thinking about her. And I know you
didn't
know that.
No, I didn't. I knew your mother had passed. I didn't know it was on May the 19th. What year was that?
May 19th of 2000. 22
wow.
years ago today.
22 years ago.
I said,
Amen.
You couldn't have picked a better day than that. I said, I'm going to wait until the end, and then I'm going to let the apostle know that.
Wow. That is really something.
And I remember talking to Pastor Mom, and I went over to her house, and she sat and prayed with me. That was like the second day after she had went to be with the Lord.
Oh,
and I've
amen.
Never forgotten it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, I know that you really honored your mother. I've heard you through the years talk about your mother and, you know, the way that she handled things. And, you know, and you remember that. And, you know, as we started the broadcast today, you know, I was led to say that as we honor our father and our mothers, we are sowing seeds of honor for ourselves. And I even
yeah.
believe that because you honored your mother, you sowed seeds of honor into your mother, that you are being honored as a wise mother. Hallelujah. Because of that. And you
yeah.
are not only honored as a wise mother, but you are a wise mother. Hallelujah.
And
it's getting to the point where your children are old enough now to know, and they have children, they realize now that you are a wise mother. They might not have before, but hallelujah,
yes.
they're getting to that age. Now, were you trying to say something?
And I also, even though he was my father, I honor my stepfather. We call him Pops. We honor him, too, because he was a wise man also.
Amen. Amen. And that is a blessing. So thank you. Thank you
yeah.
so much for sharing that.
Thank you
so now,
for having me.
Amen. Say that again.
I said, thank you for having me again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good to have you again. Glory to God. We're going to get ready to open up the line so that if you want to make any comments, you can do that. Questions, comments, prayer requests, prophecy requests. Amen. So we're just about to open the lines. For those of you who just joined us or not too long joined us, we are in the midst of Wise Mothers Month.
And we have my God and the Lord, Debbie Gaither, here with us today. She has 7 children. Glory to God. And they're all grown. Praise the Lord. So she has a lot of wisdom to share. She shared with us that her favorite scripture is Psalm 91. And, you know, she talked to us about when she got saved. Hallelujah. And her favorite song, you know, those songs that help pep you up and get you going and to get with God. Her songs are Jesus Can Work It Out, and He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. So also with her 7 children, she has 1 son who is the oldest and 6 daughters, and she's so godly proud of each and every one of them. They go from ages 40 to age 24. Hallelujah. Amen. So what a wonderful a span of time for children. Glory to God. And we asked her about challenges that she had raising children, and she was telling us, you know, one of the things to do is to know that you're the parent and you're not friends with your children. You love them, but you're not their friend. You're their parent. And then we talked about meals, the meals that she cooked. You know, if money was low, and that was pinto beans, cornbread, and smoked turkey wings, and ramen noodles and hot dogs. Come on, somebody. Meals of champions and quick. Hallelujah. Quick and inexpensive. And then 2 of her favorite recipes were that she shared were chicken and dumplings from scratch and spaghetti with meatballs. Now, if you missed all of that, you know, you can go back into the archives. Let me finish what she said, and then I'll tell you how to get to the archives. The children were given chores. All of the children had a chore to do. And she even her son is diagnosed as being autistic with autism. And she was saying how she treated him just like the other children, and she still does. Amen. And so all the children were given chores, cleaning their room, cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the restroom, taking out the garbage, things like that. And, you know, she shared a little something about, you know, how she would share with young mothers about raising children. And she came from Proverbs 23 and 13. And then she shared with us something very special. Her very own mom passed away on this day, May 19th, exactly 22 years ago. Amen. And here she is now being honored as a wise mother on Get 'Em Radio on the same day, 22 years later. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So now we're going to get ready to open up the lines. I see Pastor Price has already pressed her number 1 key. If you would like to comment, make comments, questions, prayer requests, or even prophecy requests, press your number 1 key on your phone keypad. And then when you do that, it looks like a little hand is being raised, so I know that you want to say something. And we will open the line for you. So please, press your number 1 key. Encourage the woman of God. Get in the queue. Amen. We're going to start first with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. And then we see Pastor Price and Minister Rachel with your number 1 key pressed. Hallelujah. If anyone else has your number 1 key pressed, I think everybody probably has my number. Just text me and let me know that your number 1 key is pressed, because, you know, sometimes our number 1 key is very finicky.
And probably tonight we'll, after Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Helen, and Minister Rachel speak, we'll probably open up all the lines. And if you want to say something, you have an opportunity at that time. Okay. Pastor Mom, we're opening up the line for you now. And Pastor Catherine.
Good evening. That is
good evening.
And thank you for living with me. I'm thanking you for letting me be in bed.
We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in the bed and still listen, right?
No.
Amen. Amen. All right. I know you enjoy hearing Debbie, right, Mom? That's Mom?
No.
Talking about all the children.
I'm thinking about all my children and all everything. And I thank the Lord for them.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ma.
So we turn you over to.
Okay.
Well, Debbie, Sister Debbie, pray
yes.
for Pastor. Yes. Okay. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Mom, who is a virtuous woman of God. Thank you for having her, and I thank you for coming to know her, and thank for her praying with me as well and my children. And I just thank you for Pastor Mom, Lord. Thank you. All these things I pray and ask in the mighty name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Love you, Pastor Mom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I heard her talk about cooking buffalo.
So you heard her talking about chicken and dumplings.
Mm-hmm. And that's one I really like.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, we have to remember that. Amen. All right,
Amen.
Kath.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, you made me hungry, Debbie, by those chicken and dumplings. I asked Mom, I said, Mom, do you still know how to make them? She said, yeah, I still know how to make them. So now is your turn now, Debbie. It's your turn now to fix them for us. Mom fixed them for you. All those years you come by and eat dumplings and greens. Now it's your turn now.
I thank God for you.
And it's been a blessing to have you all in the family. And I just remember you and I had our sons the same year. And I think they started off at the same school, going to the same school together. And I just always admired you, how you have taken care of him and how patient you have been with him all down through the years. And you never looked like you never gotten tired of anything. It was like you said, he was just like the rest of the children to you. And I admire you for that. And I was thinking tonight, I said, now, she and I had a son together. Now, I always wanted four children. And I said, David, she went on and had her children. I could have had some more children. You had seven. You had six more after me. I thought I should have had some more children. I said, God bless you. May God bless you. What a blessing, David. What a blessing. So I just want to say thank the Lord
thank
so
you.
Much, Grace. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord so much for you. And I know that you've been through a lot. I know sometimes with your children and with this was life situation, but God has really kept you in the midst. Praise God. And just kept you going on. Your faith is just, I've seen how God just has raised you up so many times and you just kept going. So God bless. And I think that's really a blessing that on this day, 22 years ago, your mother passed on this day, and you have a chance to talk about your children on this day and even your mother. So that's a blessing. God really knows how to work things out. We don't know what plan he has for us. And I believe God has some other things for you, too. So may God bless you and may God keep you in his care here.
Thank you.
So God bless you. I enjoyed
you so
tonight.
Much. Thank you. Love you.
Love you,
Amen.
Too.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's open up the line for Pastor Price. And as I said, if anyone else wants to say anything, press your number one key, Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Debbie, and all of the mom, Pastor Mom, how you doing this evening? I love you, and Pastor Catherine, and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. I just thank God so much for this word and for this time that I'm so glad to have you on tonight, Debbie, because you're just so special to me. I just thank God. You're one of my prayer partners, and you're my sister and God and the Lord, and you're a friend. We are friends, and I thank God for you. I was pondering as I was listening to you and pondering about what would I say, and I was asking the Lord to make me be succinct in the word my mouth. And he began to take me back like on a journey with you, Deb, how when I first met you. And I remember now, I know with David, I met, David when he was young, because Mom and his auntie, we would go over there and sit on the porch. I could see the visions of us walking up to that porch and sitting there. And when she passed, it was a rough time. But Mom had made a dedication to be a good Aunt Tini, as they call her, Aunt Tini, to Aunt Willie, David and to his brothers and his sister. And I just thank God for that. And so, but then the time came when I was living in Los Angeles at that time, and the time came, and it was maybe not quite 40 years at that time ago when I had been there a little while in Los Angeles. But at that time, I heard that somebody had moved in Mama's house, and they were staying there at Mama's house. And I was saying, now, Lord, who? And then when Mama said it was David and his wife, I said, now, Lord, who is these? Well, I knew David, but how are these people? What are they doing in Mama's house? That was my words, Debbie, at that time. And I remember that I found out you all had owned a house there in St. Louis. You owned your own home. And you needed to have some work done. And so in order to get that work done and to get it finished, you all, Mama, you all worked something out with Mom, and y'all came over and stayed with Mom while the work was being done at your home. I think it had even something to do with the furnace. And I praise God for that. I praise God for that. So I came home at that time, and I wanted to get to know you, Debbie. I wanted to know something about you. And I did find out. You're just a good person, just a good person. And I found out that you and David were helping to take care of my mama. Y'all were good to my mama when y'all stayed with Mama. And I thank God for you all. So I came to know of you at that time, and I thank God for you and learning to know what kind of person you are. And even back then, because David was about four, little David was about four. And LaToya, I think she was maybe three or two, and Crystal was like one. They used to call her Miss Piggy. And I thought those were the cutest little girls. You always have always taken care of your children and dressed them so nice. And then as the years went by, I was with you about every pregnancy, Ebony and Ashley and Whitney and Monica. I said all of your babies, and to see over the years, we've had a journey through the years. And it hasn't been quite 40, but I know that it's almost close to 40 years, but not quite 40 years. I'm talking of our friendship. And then as I watched you,
yes,
I began to learn of your character and your nature. I began to see, you talked about not being a friend with your children, but I don't know any mother except my mama that is like you. In fact, I think that's why you and mom got along so well, because you are one of the greatest moms I've ever seen in my life. You do not, I've not seen you. I've seen you be where you know how to give discipline in such a way that it wouldn't embarrass your children. You didn't have to be worried about when you're around. Even though your son was autistic, you always disciplined him and trained him well. Not in a mean or rough or rude way, but you would just say, I see that you do that same thing now with your grandchildren. You are a good grandmother, but you are a grandmother that is kind and loving. And yet, you had not a sternness, but a disciplinary way, but not in a rough way. I never quite see anything, like I said, except with my mom in that same way, because she treats each one of us as if we're an only child. So I began to learn that over there. Then I not only learned of your love and kindness, but I also learned I love your food. And I learned you're an excellent cook. I would love when I come over there to your house, I know if you had something cooked up there, it was going to be good. So, Debbie, I learned of you as an excellent cook, you know, and I thank God for you. But more than anything else, as I close off in my little statement, I learned of you, Debbie. I don't know nobody. I really don't know too many people like you. I believe that you're one in a million. You have the most tremendous, you're a tremendous woman of faith. A tremendous woman, one of the strongest women I know in faith. And I honor you. I thank God for you and for the faith that you have. And that takes strength to be able to continue to not look at what you were seeing with your natural eyes, to be able to hold your peace when you wanted to be able to say something and yet you would not say anything, to stand in faith when all things looked almost like they were totally hopeless, but yet you would stand unwavering. I'm telling you, I believe that when you get to heaven, you're going to have so many crowns and there are going to be so many people that are going to be greeting you when the time comes, because they're going to say, oh, woman of faith, we've not seen such faith. And I'm not just building you up in that. I thank God for you. I literally have said, I honor you. I thank God for you. And I love that we come to the program on God in the Midst. But you live that. You come, that's your statement. That's your, as our people are, mine is glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you say, I say glory to God. But you say God is in the midst. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter how it seems, no matter how it looks, God is in the midst. If anybody would ever get in your face and tell you wasn't a strong woman of God, they didn't know you. They don't know you. They wouldn't know how you stand, and you stand unwavering. Stand unwavering, but you're a woman of honor, a woman of class. You even take care of your children, and when they were even coming up, you dress them. I watched you when we would go, our girls went to the Keel to go to a concert together when they were little girls, and I mean, I just marvel at how you'd have them dressed alike. You had Ebony and Ashley. They were dressed alike and looking good, and then look at what's happening. Even I thank God for Monica just now graduating, hallelujah, from college. And you always stay right there, no matter what, where your girls are concerned. You're the peacemaker in the midst of everything and in every part. So I want to thank God for you. I thank God for giving me the privilege of standing at times in prayer and for you praying for me. So as I close in what I'm saying, I want to tell you I love you. I tell you that every time I talk to you on the phone that I love you. But I also honor the faith that God has placed in you. You've been a wonderful example to me, Deb, a wonderful example of a true woman of faith. You're not just talking the talk. You literally walk that walk, and I thank God for you. And I'm going to ask you, would you pray for me as I get off the line, and I give glory to God. Thank you, sis. I love you. And thank God for all that I've heard
thank
tonight.
You.
God bless you.
Yes. Dear Lord, I thank you for my sister Helen and all that we're prayer partners, and for her and for me, we being able to pray and stand in agreement with each other. I just thank you for not only for her, but for her children as well, Amber and Joy and the rest of them. And I thank you for having the privilege to meet Brother Joe before he went to be with the Lord also. And I just thank you, Lord, for these wonderful people of God. All these things I pray and ask in the mighty name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deb. And you have a blessed night. God bless you. And I'm going to go
you
back
too.
On mute now. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you too.
That's right.
Love you.
Yes.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel. Anyone else? Press your number one key. If you would like to make any comments and encourage the woman of God. Hallelujah. I see a text from Reverend Treva, and she said, God bless Sister Debbie Gaither. What a blessed woman of God. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Amen. Now, we'll open a line for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Hi, God, Mom. Hi, Minister Debbie. Thanks for sharing. Everything was really encouraging and God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You too. Hallelujah. Now you have to pray for Minister Rachel. She has six children. Two of them are grown,
yes.
Basically grown, and then she just had a grandson not too long ago. So lift her
yes.
up in prayer, however the Lord
yes.
leads
dear
you.
Lord.
Dear Lord, I thank you for Sister Rachel and her six children and her grandchild. Lord, I just thank you for covering them with your precious blood as you continue to protect them. And I just thank you that one day I will get a chance to meet Minister Rachel and her children. And again, all these wonderful, she's a virtuous woman of God. And I thank you. And all these things I pray and ask in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is in the midst. Amen. Amen. Well,
thank you
for your. Amen. God bless you too. Love you, Minister Rachel. Amen. Okay, so we have another text. This is from your daughter, Latoya, and she's texting saying, thanks, Mom, for all you do and always reminding me to pray and have patience. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Latoya. For all of those who have not said anything, I'm just going to open up your line for a moment, not trying to thing, but if you wanted to say anything, you have an opportunity to, just for the next few moments here. So, everybody's line is open. I'll just open everybody's real quick. So you have an opportunity to say something. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. And Latoya, I was listening to the recording from the last time that your mom was on 3 years ago, and boy, were you talking. You talked a long time. It was all good. It was is all good. Amen. So if anyone wants to go back and listen to the one from 3 years ago, you simply Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you, if you do G-I-T-M Radio, Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, then and the one that was done 3 years ago will pop up as well. Hallelujah. So it's you know, some more information. She gave some other talked about other meals the last time. She talked about that banana pudding that I have never tasted. Sister Debbie, we're still waiting on a banana pudding from scratch. Glory to God. If you still do it, do you still make banana pudding? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, remember us, okay? All right. Remember. All right. Remember us. Hallelujah. So, amen. So we're just going to let you rest a few moments, Sister Debbie, and I'm going to, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And then we'll talk about the Gitim Radio family of broadcasts. So this has been a wonderful night with Sister Debbie. And, you know, all of the things that she's done in the Lord or with her children have to do with her relationship with the Lord. I mean, it's just very important that she had that relationship with the Lord, so that as she went through all that she's gone through, the half has not been told tonight of everything that she's gone through with her beautiful seven children, with her husband all these years, with going back to school, all the grandchildren that she had and everything. The half has not been told, but the major, she has a relationship with God. And so her wisdom, hallelujah, and, you know, as being a wise mother comes from her relationship with the Lord. If you are not sure that you have a relationship with the Lord, this is your night to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let's go into the scripture right now.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. The Lord loves us so much that he gave Jesus to us. Hallelujah. To whosoever, he didn't leave anybody out, whosoever, hallelujah, can have the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And Romans 10:9 tells us exactly how to be able to receive Jesus so that we can have eternal life. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. I believe that's very clear. You shall be saved. Amen. And so when it says, if you confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer, opening up your mouth and saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And then believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that God really loves you. And even though you don't understand everything, even though we were not there 2,000 years ago to see everything that happened, we still make a choice to believe God, knowing that he loves us, and to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart.
come into my life, be my Lord, and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I am born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, even though it seemed like it was so easy, such a light thing, it's okay. You are born again. Jesus did the labor. Jesus did the work. Amen. You know, he came. He bled. He died. He didn't commit any sin, but he was accused, and he became sin for us. Hallelujah. So he did all the work so that we could receive eternal life. Amen. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. And we want to pray over you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for touching them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for filling them with your Holy Spirit and with power right now in the name of Jesus. Power to speak in their heavenly language. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to do right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's just your power that would cause us to be right in your sight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And even power to read the word of God and to understand it and have revelation from the word of God. Because every time we read the word of God, you are right there with us. The only author that is with the reader whenever they're reading. Praise God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we invite you right now to go to a Bible-believing church. They believe the Bible. Go to church somewhere in your neighborhood, around you. Go to that church. You will learn and grow. And then we invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasting, and Get 'Em is God in the midst. And so we invite you to be a part of God in the midst. You will learn and grow by the Spirit of the Lord. On Sunday, we have Sunday service. All of our Get 'Em Radio broadcasts, you can listen as we air by just calling the same phone number, 516-418-5699. You don't even have to leave your house and be blessed by the word of God. So we meet on Sundays and at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet online here. Pastor Willie B. McCoy is our senior pastor. And I'm Apostle Kizzy. I'm the apostolic pastor. We will be here this Sunday and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On this Sunday, I will be preaching, and I'm doing a series on salvation. We've gone through justification. We've gone through sanctification. And now we're going to talk about glorification on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And we thank God. And I'll say, Lord willing, we will be here on Monday. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. We have our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Nabarro from Ohio. You can call in 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it, hallelujah, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Hallelujah. Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So it's around your lunchtime. If you're at lunch, put your headset in and listen to the Bible teaching. You will be blessed. You will grow, and you'll learn how to dig into the Word of God get those golden nuggets out of it. And then on Tuesdays, we have our prayer service. And we call that Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. It's an awesome blessing to pray in tongues with people. We have four volunteers, and they pray tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. God is so awesome. And our interpretations have been right on point. They're really prophecies. Hallelujah. And so join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can just, you know, you don't even have to say anything. Just call in and listen. There are ones who have called in who have not spoken tongues before, and they began to speak in tongues. There are ones who just spoke in tongues maybe a little bit, and then as they're on the line, they began and listen, they began to pray more in tongues. Hallelujah. Though there were those who had never interpreted before and are now getting on-point interpretations. So we thank God for that. Amen. And then on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. So if you're in need of healing, get with us on the second Wednesday in June, and that's June the 8th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, clear your calendar so you can meet us here on June the 8th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Prophetic Healing. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to think of how many people. We've had about 30 healings this year already over the phone. Praise God. Amen. So tell your friends, tell your family, show up and receive your healing. Amen. And then on Thursdays, we have the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. This month, we're having Wise Mother's Month. Next week, next Thursday is our last one. And we have had Dr. Leslie Barker come on, and she talked about her family. But on the next Thursday, we're going to have her come in. The Lord has given her a wonderful revelation about the mothers in the Bible. So we're going to have her to just release that revelation on this Thursday coming up, Thursday the 26th of May. So, amen. Please plan on joining us then. Glory to God. And then when we go into June, we're going to have Wise Father's Month. Glory, hallelujah. And so we're looking forward to that as well. Amen. And that's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, amen. I see you, LaToya. You have pressure number one key. So we're going to open up the line for LaToya, who is Sister Debbie's daughter. Toya.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
But my house is so lively and it's so loud because my kids and got my grandbaby here. But, yeah, I'm just kind of piggybacking off what I said. I thank God for my mom because, I mean, I'm able to talk to her when I'm just having a rough day, and she just pray about it, and we talk about it, and just tell me don't worry, it's going to be okay, and if I have a question about something or I don't know something, I go to her, especially when it's pertaining to just anything with kids and how to handle kids, because she has always told us, she's like, I'm the parent first before a friend, and my motto now as a parent is that my first line of being a parent is to always protect you from you and give you the tools and knowledge that you need to be successful and just instilling them to always pray and things like that. So that's about it. My grandbaby getting loud again.
Okay. Amen. Well, we praise God. Thank you, Latoya. Good to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank
it's good to hear from everyone. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you. Amen. All right, then. So we've had such a wonderful night. Thank you again, Sister Debbie, for being on with us. It's just been just wonderful hearing from you tonight. And so now you can make your closing comment, and then you can close us out in prayer. Praise God.
I just thank God for each and every one, from Pastor Mom on down to my children. I just thank God. And God is in the midst. And as we go to you in prayer, I thank you for being able to be on, come on, Get 'Em Radio again. I thank you for all the saints in their respectful places, Lord. And I just thank you for covering us all with your precious blood, Lord. And I just thank you for those, even those who don't know you, that they will come to know you. And those, if they have backslid or fell back, Lord, they can come on back. And you won't hold it against them. And so you're always there. You're always on time. Lord, I just thank you for the many blessings that you have done for us and everything, the things that you're going to do for us. All these things I pray and ask in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Until we meet again, God is in the midst.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I pray, you know, I know that you work and everything. And so I just pray right now that the Lord will strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit, yes, in the name of Jesus. And even as you go to bed tonight, that you'll have a good night's sleep and wake up refreshed in the morning. Hallelujah. And we just thank God that as you have invested in us and you have blessed us tonight, that God will meet you at the point of any need that you have and do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Y'all tell the people that, huh? What?